You like this weather? I do. This is so cool. October is my favorite time of the year. And as Mike McCall said the other day on Weather Report, you know, October is usually dry and cool. Leaves are starting to change, and I think it's a neat time of the year because I have some personal affections for October. As we're going to later on sing birthday songs, and I have one I want to share. But in the meantime, we thank you for tuning in to the welcome and announcements of the Best United Methodist Church. We don't have any particular announcements that we need to talk about, but one thing I do want to remind us all that early voting started this week, and hope and pray that you exercise your right. I never did early voting myself, but I'm going to try to do it this year because it's good to get it booked and you don't have to worry about doing it if something happens or change of activities or something when it gets close to election days. I have mixed feelings about that, but I think it's a good idea. So hope and pray that you vote and exercise some spiritual discernment as you go through all the candidates and the amendments and all of that stuff, and just let it line up with what your Christian thoughts and beliefs are and your personal requirements about somebody, because you're electing them to serve you and to represent you in a lot of activities. So with that, let's sing those songs that I was talking about. Well, who's got a birthday this week? Well, Robbie's got a birthday this week. Yeah, tomorrow, October 28th. And Jim Paffert Sr., when I first came to the church and we were doing this, I found out that he had a birthday on October the 28th. Now, Jim has since went home to be with the Lord. But it prompted me to think, and do this for yourself, too. And I always thought maybe October 28th, even though it was a special day for me, but I was the only one born on that day. So one day my sister sent me newspaper from 1944. That's when I was born, October 28, 1944. There was a lot of interesting things going on. So then I looked, and there was a segment on there about famous people born on this day. I was blessed to read that. Do it for yourself sometime. Take your birthday, Google it, or however you do that, and say, what famous person was born on this day when I was born? You'll be blessed. It's interesting to do that. It won't change anything in your life or anything other to know that the stars were lined up for you when you were born, as they are for all of us. Well, I digress. So I don't know of any other birthdays as Mr. Pafford went home to be with the Lord in our congregation, but I know that there's a lot of them out there. And same with anniversaries. We don't know exactly what anniversaries, but we know there's an anniversary somewhere as we sing that song that Tina, well, I won't say she wrote it, but she gave it to us when we don't know specifically who we're singing for. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you. And Bethel does too. Have a good day.